Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke, Luke's crazy.
Luke, the force is strong with you.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Bad guys of the galaxy, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke, Brian.
Luke, Brian.
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that. You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Oh, welcome everybody to another episode of Dueling Tangents, this time for sure on a Monday, because it is definitely a Monday.
Yeah, waking up to snow on
Monday morning
in April.
If you're anything like me, you will have probably have stayed home and slept the entire day and then eaten everything that you have seen in front of you and then gone back to sleep. Because, folks, if you're a bear like me, you're feeling that strong urge to hibernate, and I can understand why. And if you're a political creature, you're also having the strong urge to go and hibernate right now because,
some of us.
Or you might just turn into a bear and rage and scream at into the ether.
I'll try to keep the screaming to a minimum on this show, Brian.
Yeah, there's a lot of. I'm gonna be hibernating, and Luke will be exhibiting the other side of being maybe a poked bear. Which will be fun. We'll get into that in a little bit. But you're listening to us in the southern swath of Wisconsin, over here in Waukesha on 540 AM, as well as 101 FM, The Shaw. You're listening over there in Madison on 1580 AM, WTTN, as well as 92.7 FM, Devil Radio. You can check us out on the Devil Radio app, and you can either choose the Devil Radio side, which is the Madison side, or the Waukesha side, which is me.
Shaw side.
But either way, the important thing is the force, it surrounds us.
We got to keep it in balance. We are all one with the force. So
today I'll be playing the good cop, you'll be the bad cop. I'll be the hibernating bear, you'll be the poked bear.
I'll be the bear that's been shot with several tranquilizers, trying to make sure that he's docile enough that doesn't get taken out back behind the woodshed for the fear of my anger scaring some people off.
Yes, so this weekend... It was a very holy weekend for a lot of folks. We celebrated the story of Horus.
Well, it was all three. There was Easter, Ramadan, and Passover all on the same weekend. Which, in the first time my memory serves me that it's happened at least in my lifetime since I've been kind of paying attention to all that.
Yeah, and it's funny how I'm pretty sure most of those religions, you know, decry the people that. Maybe based a lot of their religion on, I don't know, the nature and the stars and things, but yet they use one of their most powerful holidays has to be ruled about the how many moons after the equinox or around the equinox. It's pretty awesome. Pretty awesome how they completely destroyed all
it
the pagans.
It just shows you how similar
and then
they,
took,
they
took
all
their,
three are.
Took their things and said, hey, we're going to adopt this for, or that Easter, that bunny is not anything to do with any sort of paganism. At all. Neither the rites of fertility at all that they have just basically taken over. And the similarities to Horus have nothing to do with anything else. But, I mean, hooray, religion, right? We should celebrate all of it. And I'm not, again, I don't want to poo-poo anybody who gets things out of that. If you become a better person by going to church, good for you, and I appreciate that. I'm of the mind, like I told everybody, my religion is baseball, and I want to back that up. Like in Bull Durham, when he's talking about the pitcher, Nuke LaLoosh, he's pitching well because he believes he's breathing through his eyelids and he's wearing women's lingerie underneath his, but he believes that's why he's pitching good. Even though the reason he's pitching good is because he's not really overthinking it and just throwing the ball and doing what he tells him to do. But really, it's because – but my point is if you believe that you're hitting because you're hitting well because you're wearing women's lingerie, then that's the reason why you're hitting well. My point is belief is very powerful. And,
belief is a powerful thing.
And so however you get there, you get there. But I would like to encourage everybody who believe they did the right thing by going in and putting their time in to also put their work in. And I'll leave it at that.
Yeah. Well.
So, but again, the holiday weekend, everybody was pretty much tuned out last week. Last Friday, right?
Like you said, it kind of became a little bit of a ghost town in where you are in Waukesha, and things really slowed down. It was kind of a slower news day on Friday, and Brian, I knew of all the people that I follow, of the sources that help make up the news here in Wisconsin that I follow, reporters, journalists, everybody. there were murmurs that there was going to be a Supreme Court announcement. We kind of kicked it around on last Friday's show. You can go check out the podcast at Dueling Tangents. You click on the podcast tab for devilradio927.com. Click on Dueling Tangents, and you can listen to that show. But there were murmurs that there was going to be some news dropping last Friday, and then 4 o'clock rolled around, and I was like, oh, meh, maybe not. And it's time to start enjoying the long holiday weekend. And 4:54, I believe, is when the news story dropped that I saw, and I sent it your way because I knew you were still doing some production work for the Devil's Advocates, and I was like, hey, you guys got to see this right away. But the Wisconsin Supreme Court adopted the Republican-submitted maps for redistricting right at pretty much 5 p.m. Friday before
the maps
holiday
of more
weekend.
Change.
The maps of more change. The maps that allegedly, if you want to accept the good faith argument, because that's what it seems like at least the 4 out of the 7 justices on the Wisconsin Supreme Court accepted, I contend it's a bad faith argument, but Republicans claim that their maps didn't take race into consideration, Brian. That's what they claim. And so we're going to have seemingly those maps are going to be what's going forward. And that decision sent mine and a lot of other Wisconsinites' minds racing at a million miles an hour.
Two things here. One, on a programming note, for anybody listening to both of these stations, the Devil's Advocates will be a replay today, but it will be last Friday's show that will be replayed. Okay, it's important. One, because Jim Santel goes through a lot of legal information for the first 2 hours, and it's really good information, very, very important. But then they transition, and Crudy joins with Maggie Dawn as well as Dominic Salvia. So all three of them had to react in real time to this announcement that the maps basically the drop. And it was.
And bless them, because I don't think that I could have reacted in real time, at least not on a matter that was acceptable for radio.
Well, I got to remind you that these guys came together. It was a laugh at Friday. We're going to talk about some stuff and we're going to drink some tequila and have a great time. And these guys were in a party mood when they walked into the studio. They were having a great time. I haven't seen Maggie in a really long time. It was great to see her, all this wonderful stuff. And then the news hit and it was. Everybody went into show mode, and it was really interesting. So I encourage you to listen along and check out the Devil's Advocates today, especially since a lot of people didn't get to hear last Friday's show. Go into it a lot more in depth, but we're gonna cover it in real time. Give us a call. Let us know what your reaction is to this. It's a miniature bomb dropping, kind of, you know.
Well, it's almost, Brian, it sucks a little bit more because A lot of people thought the Wisconsin Supreme Court had made their decision, and already it was.
Yeah,
already
we were already talking about
it. Was maps for the congressional level were already being put into place because the Wisconsin Elections Commission said that they didn't have any other maps to go off of, and that's what they started circulating ahead of last week's nomination signatures that started going out for congressional races. And so Republicans wanted it adjudicated in state courts. They wanted it before the Wisconsin Supreme Court. That's what they got. And then when the decision came out, after they got the principle of least change being the principle that these maps were chosen upon, then they cried foul, and because they didn't get their way. They lost. They lost in state courts. And so they took it to the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court here is really the true culprit. Because in an unsigned opinion, the shadow docket, as it's referred to, is what sent this back to the state Supreme Court. So Justice Hagedorn and the 3 liberal leading justices on the Wisconsin Supreme Court decided that the maps submitted by Evers were fair maps, that were the maps of least change, and the maps that the state should go forward with for the next decade. And Republicans lost that tiny little bit, Brian. They literally won every other aspect of the argument. It got adjudicated in state court. It was the maps of least change, which went changed from, as a Harvard study showed, one of the worst gerrymandered maps in the nation. That's what the maps of least change were based off.
Just a little
off.
Bit less than
they
that.
They were slightly less than the worst maps, gerrymandered maps in the nation. They were slightly less than that. And Republicans said, no, foul. We're taking this to the Supreme Court.
Previous before they went to the Supreme Court, the Wisconsin Supreme Court, with Hagedorn and the Liberal Justices, chose the maps of least change from Evers. They had another option, which was the Republican map, which Hagedorn sided with the Liberal Justices, saying that the Evers map was better and more closely aligned with what the U.S. Supreme Court had asked to do. So they sent the map back, and they appealed, and now Hagedorn was left with basically either they rejected the map, the Evers map, essentially. The U.S. Supreme Court rejected the Evers map, which meant that they only had one left, which is the Republican map. And that's what we have left. And that's what we're doing now.
Well, Hagedorn could have told the Shadow Docket, well, I don't actually take your unsigned opinion into consideration. And now I know Hagedorn's got
totally not that guy, though.
He's getting slapped around from both sides, and maybe that's exactly what we need in a justice, but at the same time, he could have told the Supreme Court hey, fine. If you're going to tell me these maps are bad, put it in an assigned opinion. Hear the oral arguments. I'm going to not take your consideration of Shadow Docket into consideration until I get a formal decision out of that body.
But that's the thing you got to understand about Hagedorn is he's a procedure guy. He looks at the U.S. Supreme Court as his boss. If his boss tells him to do something, he's not going to question it. He's never been the guy to go and question what his boss says. The guy takes the word of God nearly literally. But he also takes what he says nearly literally. So when he's saying, I'm gonna interpret the law as close to what I believe the law is, that's what he's doing. He's doing as much as closely as to the letter of the law as possible, even if it defies, you know, logic or, you know, the arguments of the moment at all. It's going to be for him. He's like a cold-blooded robot as far as the law goes. And that's almost what you want. And I'll go and tell you what every justice tells you when they don't make the ruling that would make sense, is that make the law better.
I would love to see the law made better, because the Hagedorn sided with the other three conservative justices, saying that he was choosing the Republicans' maps because they were race neutral. Race neutral, Brian, and we're going to dive in a little bit
more.
They're
using the freaking...
Race neutral is what his decision was. So I guess you could say, fine, he's a robot. What do you put in, he computes out. But it was a terrible decision, and it's bad ramifications for the state of Wisconsin for the next 10 years. Folks, this is Dueling Tangents. We're going to continue on this topic, taking your phone calls, 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.